signs you're an old person now? The old person quiz. You know, in our minds, we think we're younger than we are, no matter what your age is, really. But signs that you're an older person. You're just an old person. Take the old person quiz. You still print your boarding pass just in case at the airport.
It automatically happens when you check your baggage, okay?
Yeah. I do know there's one member of our show. This is the last time we all flew together that did not know you could have it on your phone. And I was like, huh.
Who?
I won't say who it is.
I wish you would.
Jason Goodman.
I knew you could have it on the phone. I always knew that, but this is the problem I ran into. My phone battery went out one time and I couldn't access it. So then I was stuck. And sometimes the phone just doesn't connect. I can't get it up on the phone. In fact, it just happened again with Carol, and luckily I downloaded it to my wallet and had them.
Yeah. Another sign, so you're denying doing that. Okay. Another sign that you're an old person. Yeah.
How you put it.
You snap your fingers when you're trying to remember something. Like, oh, what was that? What is that?
Oh, I've never done that.
I don't think I do that. That does sound like an old person thing.
What was that? I'll be.
Where did I put my glasses? You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise.
Depending on the time of day.
Yeah, depends on how. I mean, I don't think if I had seven surgeries that it might be a little bit different.
Right.
That doesn't help.
Well, and you don't have an ACL right now, so
I don't have
an ACL.
And my ankle, I still think it has a hairline fracture in it. You judge parents if their kid isn't wearing a jacket, like, it's April, that kid should really have a jacket on.
As a parent of a teenager, I am no longer judging, because those kids won't ever put a dang old jacket on.
Yeah, jackets are out.
And then they hoodies wear hoodies all summer long.
All summer long.
Yeah. But then when it's cold out, they're like, I don't need none.
Yeah, I see, and I'm sure they'll figure it out, but like at Kohl's and stuff, they'll have big sales on hoodies or whatever when it gets warmer.
Oh,
That's when you go. Plus, teenagers wear, like you said, all year long.
Oh, wear their bathing suit. Like, we're going to the pool. Let me put my hoodie on.
Yeah, absolutely. Signs, this is the old person quiz and test. You eat Tums like candy. I don't do that.
I did that for a time.
Reflux?
I was having issues when I first started the Ozempic with a lot of reflux and indigestion. So basically, every time I ate, I had to do it. Just precautionary. Like, as soon as I got done eating before it even hit, I'm like, let me go ahead and pop two of these.
Okay.
Another sign that you're an old person now, according to the old person test and quiz, is you talk about your Mediterranean diet all the time.
That's me.
Yes. And shame anyone that doesn't eat like you.
Jared talks about his diet nonstop if you listen.
Well, I'm paid to talk about it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Off the air, I don't talk about it at all unless people ask me about it. I don't.
Are you judging him?
I don't talk to people about it unless they're...
It is nobody's business what you eat, what anyone else... Like, that's what I keep saying. What I eat is no one else's business. Let me eat my food.
I don't go to people and be like, you know what? You should be on a diet. But if people ask me all the time, then I talk about them. You watch the local news every night. That's another sign that you're an old person now. Bonus points if you say during the news, what is this world coming to? I think we've all thought that at least.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Also, a sign that you're an old person now, at Beer Fridays with a younger coworker, you talk about 401ks. Roth IRAs. Oh, wait, that's not on there.
All right, yeah. I can relate to that one.
That tracks. No, that's not on there. You know exactly where your heating pad is a sign you're an old person now.
Found it the other day. Really glad I did. Yeah.
Is that more of a female thing? Because just the idea, I'd rather be in pain than to be hot, to be extra hot. I feel like I'm hot all the time.
No, dude. If it's lower back pain,
yeah, is it 100%?
Okay,
It is confusing though, because sometimes it's like, no, you gotta ice it down and it'll feel better, and then sometimes it's like, no, use a heating pad. So it's like one extreme to the other makes it feel better.
You're supposed to ice first, right? Then heat.
You're supposed to alternate.
Ice is good for if you twist your ankle. Okay, then you alternate and you elevate. You know, all the things. But with lower back pain, you're not icing your lower back.
The ice is more to like reduce swelling.
Right.
The heat is more to
relax
it and loosen up something that's tight.
Haven't you seen a lot of people getting these like ice baths?
Yes. That's like the new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's for inflammation. That's for if you're an athlete and you need to get your inflammation down. I did the opposite and, got a hot tub.
But everyday people there's people who aren't athletes. You're right, though. That's typically for athletes.
Well, that's what everyday
people
do.
So they get in these ice baths, but like Josie just said, or you get in a hot tub. It's like, anything but what you aren't.
What you naturally are, don't do that.
Right.
Some other things to signs you're an old person, the old person test. You say, how do you work this dang thing? Yeah.
That's fair.
You told the server, please give my compliments to the chef. That's when you're...
I like to say
you're a pompous ass or you're an old person.
Yeah. I'm at McDonald's.
You say like it was gross. Take it away, and you finished it. You know? Every time. I need another one to make sure it's not poisonous.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
Yeah, and then I'll say when they bring the check, I'll be like, all right, what's the damage?
Yeah, what's the damage?
That's
that
so
is definitely
old.
One.
Oh yeah. And the line's backing up. You're like, got here just in time.
Oh, what's the damage here?
Yeah, I like that. I like to have a series of jokes for just the restaurant area. Yep. Mm-hmm. Especially if like if you're just with one other person and they're like, how would you like to split? I'm like, three ways. And they every time they're like, what?
Don't do that.
Well, how?
Don't
I'm
do
like,
that.
Yeah, three ways, that's fine. You cut your juice with water because everything's just too sweet these days. Sign, you're an old person.
No, that's yeah. crazy.
You water down do your that. Juice because it's too sweet.
Don't do that. Like,
what does that mean? You cut?
Like you cut it. You
yeah.
You,
yeah.
You,
don't
act
like you don't know
water
about,
it down.
You dilute it.
About cutting that Coke, those kilos of Coke. Yeah.
Yeah. That baby powder, you know what you're doing.
Cutting it with fentanyl or something.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I just read that all the time, this whole time, that fruit juice isn't the best for you. It's just way too much sugar.
A lot of sugar.
And another sign you're old.
The, ingredients.
But just, it's natural sugar, so it's good.
Well, juice drink, no, it's not.
Yeah,
because
it
it's too much
good.
At once. And it actually, when you do it, it's considered processing and you lose the fiber. You're better off just eating it.
Yeah. The another thing on the old person test, you tell people about the labels you read at the grocery store.
Really? I do. Nonstop. I've done this most
do you know
I've ever
had. Whole grain and whole wheat are two
different things.
This is GMO. MSG, man.
And then another thing.
You can all die with your processed food.
Happily in full.
Well, I'll die before I'm old. Take that.
Uh-huh. In your face.
I win.
And then last one. You drive by a house. I definitely do this. A nice house. Say, now that's a nice house.
Yes. And immediately Zillow it and see
yeah,
how much Zillow, it costs.
Yep. See, oh, yeah. I put in addresses all the time. Because I've shared this, I think. But at church, there's a, for our church, you have a, it's called, there's like a tools thing, an app, where you can, it has everyone in the church directory and their address. So I just spend time. I'm like, I got nothing to do. I just start just putting all their homes in Zillow. But oh my gosh, they have a $750,000 house.
But to be fair, it's not that accurate all the time.
It gives you an idea. Though.
Other sites is like, yeah, I guess so. It's
Realtor.com
like
as well.
Way different. It's crazy.
I do it when I'm running, which is probably not the safest thing. But run through a nice neighborhood, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, like checking it out. They'll never live here. It's a nice house. Look at the architecture. Look at those eaves. There's
six
so
or
many
seven
eaves.
Years ago, they used to email out everybody's address here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I'm the reason they stopped because I got that and I'm like, how much did this person pay for their house?
Yeah.
I'll be straight up honest. Me and Biggie from our sister station, we drove by at the time where Chris Kelly lived.
Yeah.
To look at it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
We just drove by and we're like, oh, that's what a million dollar house looks like.
Right.
Yes. And then I think the next day he's like, were you driving by my house to Biggie? And he goes, no, why?
You never notice Biggie. His name is Biggie.
We get an alert when there's a car that doesn't match the $1 million homes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He didn't live in that neighborhood anymore, but we're just like, that's $1 million.
Better neighborhood now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. But anyway, we're just like, wow, this radio really does pay. We're like, no, just
no,
Chris Kelly.
Not anymore.
Got in at the wrong time, guys.
All right, fair enough.